final whistle has gone in here in Mount Charlotte, and it's Ardra that have prevailed on a scoreline of 2-10 to 1-5. Of course, at halftime, Ardra had a 6-3 advantage and 2 goals in the second half from Robbie Adair and John Ross Malloy really made the difference here. St. Noel's poor, it has to be said, on the day. Their entire quota of 5 points all came from frees, and a late penalty there from Stephen Griffin put a little bit of a gloss on proceedings. Way back at the very start, we were anticipating a very, very tight game, because this is, of course, a top-of-the-table class between Ardra and St. Noel's. But with the dust settling here today now, the top looks like Ardra with 13 games played, 22 points from that there. St. Noel's moved to 15 games, but stay on 19 points. And Killyleagues, with that draw this night, moved to 19 points. Pretty tight with 3 games left to play. And it was Ardra that had opened the scoring in the 3rd minute through Lark and O'Donnell, and they doubled that advantage on 6 when Gareth Conker tapped over a free. It took until the 8th minute for St. Noel's to register their first point. As we said, very over-reliant on Stephen Griffin today. He kicked them off the mark at that season, and then he doubled their tally on 14 minutes to square the game up at 2-2. But really, that was when the puff went out of St. Noel's side, and from then on in, it was mostly all one-way traffic. Tomás Boyle and Niall McCrossan moved Ardra to 4 points by the 22nd minute. Stephen Griffin pulled another free back, but just before half-time, Jack Brennan and Tomás Boyle rounded Ardra off to 6 points. They had a 3-point lead at the interval. Then, 3 minutes into the second half, Tomás Boyle with his second move Ardra out to 7. A Joe Melia effort left it nod 8 to nod 3, and then Stephen Griffin on 40 minutes with a free. Niall McCrossan then slipped substitute Johnny Sweeney through. He made some great yards and offloaded to Robbie there for the first Ardra goal on 43 minutes. That left it 1-8 to 4 points. And of course, Noel's, with Stephen Griffin finding a lone charge up front, added his 5th free on 47 minutes. Substitute Peter Munoz also made an impression. Back from America, he kicked a point with more or less his first touch as Ardra drifted to 1-9. Then Robbie Adair showing real power and drive from the middle again. Laid it off to John Ross Malloy, who himself made up some serious yards from his own centre-half back berth. He blasted to the back net. That left Ardra 2-9 to 5 points up. A whopping 10-point lead at that there stage. So now still no score from play. Then John Rhodes got in at the other end, rolled one way. They could have done with that there, but heading down the home stretch, 59 minutes, Gareth Conker moved Ardra to 2-10. Then, late on, Cal Lowther shot a substitute for St. Noel's. Danny Walsh outstretched a foot inside the area, blocked with his foot. Referee Enda McPhilly awarded a penalty. Kieran Lee did brilliantly to guess right and get a hand to Stephen Griffin's ever, but Griffin reacted quickest and slid in and buried the follow-up. Put a little bit of gloss on it, 1-5 at that stage, but Ardra had double that there, Tally. They had 2-10 for the day, and it's them that remain top of the table and power on in Division 2.